Perhaps you've seen those TV commercials for Capital One promising a no-hassle credit card with a low fixed interest rate. Well, Minnesota's Attorney General recently filed a lawsuit against Capital One, alleging the company increases the interest rate on their cards by as much as 400% for consumers who break the credit card's rules. Capital One says it's done nothing wrong, and joining me now is Michelle Singletary. She's Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor. And Michelle, is there such a thing as a no-hassle credit card?
Absolutely not. There, you know,
it's you'd say that.
Of course, I'd say that. You know, listen. I think lots of people get. I don't want to say snookered because Capital One says they didn't do anything wrong, but you get these low interest credit cards, and you think you're in good shape. Except if you do anything wrong, like sneeze. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, pay your bill late just once, or pay your bill late on another credit card. Those rates could go up. So you have to be very careful when you sign up for these cards, especially if you're transferring a lot of money from other cards before you accept the offer.
So are there any cards out there that have a truly fixed interest rate?
No. I mean, listen, it's fixed for a while, but there are lots of trigger points for these cards. And people are surprised to find out, and this is what happened with some of the consumers in Minnesota. They found out that if they acted a certain way, even with another creditor, that this triggered a rate increase on this Capital One card. Now, Capital One, to be fair, you know, they tell you all this, but it's, you know, fine print. And you need to read the entire offer and totally understand that if you do anything wrong, you pay your bill late. Hey, listen, if you start to utilize a lot of credit on other cards, this could trigger. So you need to, again, be especially careful when you sign up for these cards and know what you're getting into.
But it could be a good deal if you've got a high interest rate on one card to transfer everything to these cards and abide by the rules, right?
That's right. If you're a perfect credit user, meaning you absolutely know all the rules, you know you're going to stay within your available credit limit, and you've read all the fine print, it can be a good deal, especially if, you know, you went a little crazy over the holidays and you ran up a lot of cards and you get these offers in the mail and you know that in 6 months you can handle it, you can pay it off, then certainly by all means go ahead and take advantage of it. But there are very few of us out there who are perfect credit users. And if you in the past know that there is occasion where you pay a bill late, or you're not quite, you know, good at this kind of thing, managing credit, you could actually end up in worse trouble because you might be doing okay on a credit card with, say, 6 or 7%. You transfer this to this low-interest credit, be it Capital One or someone else, pay the bill later, something happens, and then you can end up with a double-digit interest rate on that credit card. And you don't want to find yourself in that position.
So what should consumers do?
Analyze how you use credit. Now, if you've got a checkered credit history in the past and you know you're not very good about getting your bills in the mail, you may want to stick with the card company that you have. If you are good at handling credit and you got into a little trouble, or you've got an offer and you say, oh, I can get rid of these because it's a lower interest rate, meaning that in the end you pay less, then go ahead. But, you know, with all these offers or anything you do, you gotta read the fine print. And when it comes to basing your financial decisions on commercials that you watch, you know, turn the TV off. Read my column, read my book, because I'm telling you, they sound good, but at the end, you know, you can't see that little fine print, so you need to be careful.
Yeah, nothing's for nothing, right?
Absolutely. You know, you can't get a free lunch or a free credit card.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for The Washington Post, and she's the author of the book Spend Well, Live Rich. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.